I must have looked like such a good student, paying such close attention, staying for hours of extra tutoring. Of course, I wasn't interested in English literature. I was interested in him. He was tall and handsome, funny, and I wanted him. I would sit in class watching him teach, fantasizing about his mouth on my skin, his hands. I mastered the art of squeezing my thighs together in such a way that I was able to bring myself very close to orgasm. It was difficult to keep a straight face and do that, but I practiced. I wonder if he knew those times I asked to go to the restroom, that I was really going so that I could frantically rub my clit and come, so that I could pay attention in class. He probably knew. He also knew that I didn't need to stay for so much tutoring. Most of the time it was very professional. We would sit across from each other at a desk as we went over my essays. Until that one day. On this day he sat beside me instead of across from me. And I wonder if he could feel the heat, the desire, the wanting coming from me. Our thighs were almost touching and our arms kept brushing up against them. And I could feel a jolt of electricity every time I felt his skin. And then there was a moment when our eyes met. And I parted my lips just a little. And then he leaned in and kissed me. And of course, in that moment, everything changed. At first, the kiss was soft, affectionate. And then it became more hungry, more passionate. Our mouths open, his hands all over my body. He stood up and pulled me up with him and then led me over to his desk. He pushed me up against it and sat me down. We continued kissing, open mouths, his hands going up under my shirt. Oh, he pushed my bra out of the way. Oh, and when I felt his soft hands against my hard nipples, I arched my back. It felt so good. I broke the kiss and I looked at him and said, "Teach me how to come." He must have known that it was a line, but it seemed to work. He kissed me again for just a moment and then gently pushed me down. He hiked my skirt up to my waist and then slid my panties off. Sitting down in his chair, he took just a moment to look at my pussy before he began. It was throbbing and swollen, my lips glistening with moisture already. And at first, he just took a single finger and traced my lips, making me sigh and moan just a little bit. Then he pushed my legs apart further, and then I felt his tongue parting me, pressing into me. And then he found my clit. He enclosed it all in his mouth and started sucking. I'd never felt anything so good. His tongue was moving over my clit so gently, but so good. This was not the fumbling attempts of oral sex of a young boy with their prodding tongues and poking fingers. This was the practiced technique of a man. And I was moaning and sighing and trying to push into him even more. And then I began to beg, "Please put your finger inside of me. Please. Please." And he did. One finger at first, slowly sliding into my tight little hole. Oh. And I began to move my hips a little bit as he fucked me with his finger, his mouth still on my clit. Oh, more, please. Please, more. and I felt him groan as he shoved two, then three fingers inside of me. And he continued sucking on my clit as he fucked me with his fingers. Oh, and each time he got faster and faster. I was trying to be quiet, but oh, it felt so good. Faster and faster, and he was sucking harder and harder. Oh, I knew he wanted me to come, and I did. Oh, silently I tried to come, but oh, it felt so good, and I felt him groan again. As he gave my clit a couple of little kisses and slid his fingers out of me. I heard his belt come off and his pants being pushed down, and then he slid his cock inside of me. Oh, I had never felt anything so good before. And he slowly drove that cock deep inside of me. And then he would pull it out and do it again. Oh, I wrapped my thighs tight around his hips, trying to pull him in as he slowly began to fuck me harder and faster. And soon he was driving that cock into me, pushing me up against the desk. Oh, God. Oh, it was so good. And he was fucking me harder and faster. And I was trying to be quiet, but it was so hard because it felt so good. He pressed his fingers against my mouth. Shh, we'll get caught. And he fucked me faster and harder and harder. Oh, God. Oh. And I was moaning against his fingers. Oh. Oh. And as I felt his cock spasm and shoot that hot fucking cum inside of me, oh, I came again, moaning and crying out against his fingers. And then I felt him pull his cock out slowly and the cum dripping out of me. And then he slid my panties back on and helped me stand up. He gave me a lovely little hug and another kiss. And I looked at him and said, "May I stay again tomorrow?" And in that moment, I saw a range of emotions pass over his face, from pure lust to abject horror to affection. And he said, "Of course."